The Social Protection Minister has said that a memo will be brought to Cabinet tomorrow in relation to what entitlements people seeking asylum and Ukrainian refugees already in Ireland are due. At the moment, adults living in direct provision are paid €38.80 a week and children get €10 less. They also get a medical card. The same system is in place for Ukrainians who arrived here since March of this year. Asylum seekers who are homeless can apply for a weekly payment of €113 and a €100 additional needs payment. So what further changes are the government going to introduce? We're joined now by Brian Mahan, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Brian, you're very welcome. Various news media have been reporting in recent weeks that the government may be doing this, may be looking at that, may be going to change this. Are there any specifics as to what they're actually going to do?
So obviously, Simon Harris wrote in Sunday Independent over the weekend about a major review of welfare supports. It looks like what they're going to try and do is, squeeze the pips on this and try and kind of tighten down, in particular, I think, on the Ukrainian side. Those who arrived before March, this was flagged in the Irish Daily Mail a number of months ago, that their social welfare entitlements would eventually be cut in line with those who arrived after March. I think we might see something like that in the cabinet memo in the coming 24 hours. And then on the asylum seeker side, those details don't appear to have been explicitly laid out yet. But again, we reported in the Irish Daily Mail last week that those international protection applicants who are living in international protection, who are working after that 5 month period, that they technically are allowed to be paid to pay rent, but are not currently asked to pay any rent. So we could see changes in that direction as well.
But absolutely no specifics from the government yet.
Certainly, it doesn't appear so on the asylum seeker side at the moment.
Because those who advocate for refugees say that what they currently receive in terms of those €38.80 and €28.80 for children, it's the bare minimum, and that what they get hasn't increased in several years.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, €38 per week in any man's language is a very small amount of money. And even those small additional payments that are kind of handed out to different discrete groups of asylum seekers are in and of themselves very small. But I think crucially what we're looking at here is a government that is looking to be able to demonstrate politically that they have a grip on the situation as we come into local and European elections, and as we come into a general election in the next 6 months. And this is Simon Harris trying to demonstrate that he has control of the situation. I think most control can be shown on the Ukrainian side, probably, in terms of bringing down that social welfare payment. But in terms of payments to kind of asylum seekers in general, that's a much more difficult job. But I think what we will see, and what was flagged over the weekend, was if you are in international protection for 5 months or longer and your application has not been processed, you are able to apply for work, to work legally in Ireland. And what we may see is that move from the 5 month period out to an 8, 9, 10 month period. Again, to send a signal that to asylum seekers coming to Ireland that actually you'll have to wait a longer period on a lower kind of base of kind of pay before you can actually go and work in the country.
And in relation to the system for Ukrainians who were here before March of this year when those payments changed, how many of them are receiving that higher payment, which was in line with what many other European countries were doing in the aftermath, in the immediate aftermath of the Russian invasion of their country?
I mean, I still think there's in the region of 65,000 to 70,000 Ukrainians who would be on the who arrived here in the immediate, 12, 18 months kind of aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine. And they would have remained on the full social welfare entitlement, and they would also have remained in kind of state-backed accommodation. I mean, when these changes were brought in for newly arriving Ukrainians in March, we report in the Irish Daily Mail that the government would likely look at this issue again closer to the summer. And so it has proved.
Will it be implemented, do you think, if this is what the government is planning before a general election?
I would certainly think that these changes would happen before a general election, even if we think a general election is happening in October or November, as many in Leinster House suspect, even if Simon Harris and the senior government figures say they will run all the way to March. I would certainly expect these changes, if it requires legislation, would happen before then. Because the government, again, everything that the government does on immigration now needs to be seen in light of local and European elections in the next 3 weeks and a general election in the next 6 to 9 months.
And the government repeatedly says it wants to meet its legal obligations. Heather Humphreys making that point yesterday, saying, I think it's what's very important here is we have to meet our legal and international obligations. And yet the High Court found it's breaking international law by not housing asylum seekers.
I think what Heather Humphreys and senior government figures are really saying there is we don't want to be more generous and we don't want to be seen to be more generous than we strictly need to be. So there are legal obligations that the state has been found not to be meeting through the High Court and other mechanisms. But I think what they're really saying there is we didn't need to be as generous as we were with Ukrainians. And now we're going back, we're reverting back to what is the bare minimum legal, what are we legally bound to do here, as opposed to what could we give in the best case scenario?
And of course,
that's how I would understand those remarks.
And this all has to be seen in the fact that we are in an election cycle, very much so local European, a general election on the way as well. So is there cross-party support for these measures?
I certainly think there would be some discomfort within the wider Green Parliamentary Party about some of these measures. It would not be where a lot of their members and a lot of their TDs and senators would naturally sit on the political spectrum. But I mean, I think the government is struggling on this issue, and it is coming up on the doorsteps again and again, and it has been repeatedly raised at both the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings week on week at this stage. So the government really is under pressure from all sides, from the doorsteps, from members of their own parliamentary party, to be seen to be getting a grip on it. And it has to be remembered that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael do constitute by some degree the largest part of that coalition.
Thank you very much indeed, Brian Mahan, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail.